AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's agreed to take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Trump's order says that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not considered American citizens. The justices will hear Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down those citizenship restrictions. Birthright citizenship is the first Trump immigration-related policy to reach the Supreme Court for a final ruling. The case will be argued before the Supreme Court in the spring, with a definitive ruling expected by early summer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal vaccine advisory committee has voted to end a longstanding recommendation that all babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born, instead recommending the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive for hepatitis B. For others, it'll be up to the parents and their doctors to decide. Ahead of the World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center in Washington, FIFA, the governing body of international soccer, awarded its new Peace Prize to President Trump.
The world is a safer place now. The United States 1 year ago was not doing too well, and now I have to say we're the hottest country anywhere in the world.
Meantime, Charles Deledesma has the latest on the war in Ukraine.
Russian drones have struck a house in central Ukraine, killing a 12-year-old boy, while long-range Ukrainian strikes reportedly targeted a Russian port and an oil refinery, as U.S. peace efforts continue out of public view. Russian President Vladimir Putin has held talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, both agreeing to diversify mutual economic ties, as the U.S. presses India to revise its decades-old partnership with Russia. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And a federal judge has given the Justice Department permission to release transcripts of a grand jury investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of underage girls. This is AP News. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge changed little in September, prices up 2.8% over a year ago. And Seth Sutel wraps up a winning week for stocks in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose to the edge of their all-time high on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The index finished just shy of its record closing level, which was set in October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 104 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.3%. The modest moves capped a quiet week for Wall Street following weeks of sharp swings. Warner Brothers Discovery rose 6.3%. Netflix said it would buy Warner Brothers after it splits off from Discovery Global. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.13%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.